Before we begin to bring the service today to a close, again, I do want to say Happy Father's Day. And it's been a challenging week in our world. The first words of the Lord's Prayer include the words, "Our" and "hallowed." And I can't begin to imagine the pain that so many fathers are experiencing and will experience by not having their loved ones whose lives were cut short in an instant in a senseless act of hate and terror, and that they will not be by their side on this day today. We all grieve in many different ways, even those of us not directly connected to the tragedy in Orlando are grieving this loss. Many are using blames, attacks on social media, political agendas as a way of processing their own outrage and frustration and heartache. In those first two words of the Lord's Prayer, the word "our," in "our Father," indicates that as members of the human race, we share one Father in common. Whether you call it God, Spirit, Allah, the Divine, we are one because it is one. And that makes us brothers and sisters, regardless of color, nationality, race, religion, creed, sexual preference. We are one human family. And the acts of an unbalanced and deranged individual cannot change that. We're still one. It is Father's Day. And perhaps one way to honor the God of your understanding is by contemplating that word "hallowed," which means to sanctify, to make holy. This is an invitation to hold a sacred space and to think that in spite of appearances, the holiness, the sacredness, and the love that God is permeates every corner, every nook and cranny of this world we live in. And furthermore, the everywhere present energy and spirit that God is dwells in the heart of every human being on the face of this earth. What an awesome Father's Day gift it would be if we stopped the blame and the hate for just one day and contemplate what each of us can do, each of us can do to make our world more peaceful, more sacred, more holy. And once we find out what that is, to take a step of positive action. Yes, our emotions have been running high, and it's perfectly normal to feel the outrage and the pain. And as our brother and teacher Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That overcoming will be slow and will come only through forgiveness, which is accompanied by letting go and opening our hearts in a way that the powerful and omnipresent love of God in us and others will do the forgiving through us. So we must use our divine power of imagination to see what our physical eyes may not be able to see. We are one, and therefore we are never, never alone. Mm-hmm.